Inshallah, and sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of shiulim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. We are presently holding in Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet, Baruch Hashem Siyata Dishmaya. We have seen such gemalik and philosophy in Perek Hashem. And this is the 10th shiur in the second series. And the Yisrael HaDvarim is that if the Shiva Amin become in Eretz Yisrael, become Gerei Toshav, if they're Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, then they're Ois Shiva Amin. Then they're no longer members of that nation. They have a new status of Gerei Toshav. And in Mele B'Nachayav Misa Wissam Achlikas, between Rashi and Ramban, Ramban holds that even the people in Eretz Yisrael, the Shiva Amin in Eretz Yisrael, were Mekabel upon themselves to be Gerei Toshav. And Rashi says no, because they're only doing it, we saw Rashi and Sota, that they're only doing it Meyira, since they're only Mekabel Meyira, that's not a valid gable, so we do not allow for that. So to explain this machlokas between Rashi and Rabban, says Moreinu Rabbeinu, again we are going in the halach of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Moreinu Shmuel Zichro Tavis Nefesh, going to go to the Rabdov Tzatzal, Shonam, the Talvayu Naktina Shein El Eino El Meyira, both Rashi and Rabban hold that this Gehus is only Meira, in other words, in Eretz Yisrael, they're only being Mizgayir out of fear for what the Jews are going to do to them if they do not, if they don't accept the Sheva Mitzvahs. So it's not a valid Gehus according to, it's not the ideal Gehus according to everybody, because it's only Meira. Just according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah's essay of Shalom. The Ramban holds that even in a Muhammad's mitzvah, even Muhammad's Shiva Amin, there's a mitzvah's essay of Shalom, even in this Muhammad. That we have to be Makabal and Mizgeri Toshav, in order that through this we can make peace with them. Since there's a mitzvah of Shalom, so we have to be Mekabel and Mizgeri Toshav, and so we can make peace. If not, they're Chayav Misa al Shiva Amin. So therefore, since there's a mitzvah of Shalom, so we have to Mekabel, even though it's Meira Gehus, to become Gehri Toshav, nevertheless, we have to Mekabel this Gehus, because otherwise, how are we going to be Mekayim, this beautiful mitzvah of making peace? As I said in the past, and I'll say it again, is that all we are saying is give peace a chance. Mashenken Rashi, so with the Yevet, the Gerei Toshav, with the Yevet, it works. Mashenken, according to Rashi, Shein Mitzesel, Muchem Sarishus, Ein in the Kabbal Gerei Toshav Meiro. According to Rashi, there's no Mitzesel by Muchem's Mitzvah to be Makabal Gerim. It's only a Mitzvah by Muchem's Rishus. And in Meila, Ein in the Kabbal Gerei Toshav Meiro. What's the point of being Makabal Gerim? They're not doing an ideal Gerus, they're doing a Class B Gerus. So what's the point of accepting them if there's no mitzvah? So we don't. We talk it out according to Rashi. And in the Megillah, since we're not accepting them, now they're members of the Shiva Amin, and they're Chayav Misa, they're Mechuyav Misa. Kafish kvar erachnu v'shivrim akudmim. V'efshar lefaresh bazeh, letaretz bazeh et kushiyat ha-marsha. Ha-marsha b'mesechet sota, בדף ל"ה עמוד ב' מקשה על סתירה ברש"י. שם בדיבור המתחיל ושבית, רש"י שם אומר שהפסוק כי תצא מדבר במלחמת רשוס. רש"י explains that how do you know כי תצא is talking about מלחמת רשוס? Because he says כי תצא. When you want to go out to work, you should dat halal dat kolotzes, dahin rishus. So that's how we know that this parasha is talking about Melchemes Rishus, because it says, Kisese, when you want to go out, the Levi Da'achal Latzet. Azeh Omer Shizem Melchemes Rishus. Whereas in his Perish Al Torah, Frek the Marshal, this self-same Rashi writes that by Melchemes Eretz Yisrael, Yi Afshar Omar B'Shavit HaShivyo, Shekvar Ne'amar Lo Techaya Kol Neshama. If this then in that parsha of Kisetse, it says that Vishavisa Shivya, you're taking a captive. Alright? So how are you taking a captive if it's Milchama Shivamin? If it's Milchama Eretz Yisrael, you can't be taking captives because it says Loisachaya Kol Neshama. So that's how you get that to Milchama Rishis. So why is Rashi contradicting himself? How do we know it's Milchama Rishis? Is it because of Kisetse and therefore it's Kishatala Adat Alotis? That's why or no? Because if it was a Milchama Smith, Milchama Eretz Yisrael, Milchama Shivamin, it wouldn't say Vishavisa Shivya because it says Loisachaya Kol Neshama Mela. It must be talking about in Milchemes Rishus. So to see when Rashi, how you know it's Milchemes Rishus. And the Maharsha blagged with the Tzarechian. Lefit Vareinu Me'er Lefaishkach. She'omnam Be'eretz Yisrael Katuv Lo Techaye. You're right. In Eretz Yisrael, it says Lo Sechaye Kol Nisham. Abo Kfi Shekvar Esbanu. If there's Kabbalah's Geirus, if the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael, are Makabal Geirus, so then there's no mitzvah l'sechai kol nesham anymore. There's no mitzvah l'sechai kol nesham. You're allowed to let them live because now they have a new status of gevur toshav. Ela kfi shrashi lomed ein makabel b'chai gavne kevin shumiyiro. Rashi says that you're not makabel in such an instance because they're only being makabel out of yira. As a shel faresh she k'shem shebiyam l'das haramban. How do we explain Ramban? Since there's a Machayiv of Shalom, there's something that obligates us to accept them as Gerim, i.e., that we have to make peace with them. As Hu Adin, Ne'amar Din, Parsha Sifas Torah LeKabla. So there's also a Din from the Parsha Sifas Torah to be Makabla. And Memela, there's no longer a Din of L'Sechaya Kol Neshama. So we would think that from the parasha of Eshi Sifas Tohar, so we have to be makabel them as geir, the women as geir toshav, because it's no longer a din of l'sechay kol neshama. And because of that, Rashi was compelled in Sota. What did Rashi say in Sota? Rashi says, you know, we're talking about Milchamas Rishus, because he says kiseise kishadal adacha when you decide to go out to war. That's why Rashi was compelled in Sota to explain from the Kufa parasha that there's no heter and din in the parasha of Yifas Torah for Milchemes Mitzvah. This is not talking about Milchemes Mitzvah. And Sota Rashi explains that it's talking about Milchemes Rishus because it says Kiseise. You would think that we're talking about Milchemes Mitzvah because maybe there's a Mechayiv of Shalom and maybe you have to be Mechabel the Yishas Yifas Torah. Because there's a machayiv of being makabel in Eishes Yifas Torah. Not the machayiv shalom. We're about to talk to the machayiv shalom. Right? So there is no machayiv shalom. But maybe there's a machayiv of Eishes Yifas Torah. And therefore you have to be makabel this Eishes Yifas Torah as a Gioris Hoshev. Gioris Hoshev is something that has a. So you'd be makabel her in the parasha of Ger Toshav. So really, we're talking about, you would think you're talking about Milchemes Mitzvah. And the reason you're makabel Yifas Torah, the reason you're taking her as captive and you're not killing her, is because there's a machai from the parasha of Yifas Torah, but it's really talking about Milchemes Mitzvah. And therefore Rashi says, no. It's talking about Milchemes Rishus. Kiseite kishatala adatcha olatis l'mulchama. So that's the Rashi and Sota. With this, it's not enough because Sof, it's not a mute. It doesn't exclude anything. It just says that we're talking about a Milchemes Mitzvah. But it doesn't say not to be except a Geri Toshav and Milchemes. It's talking about a Milchemes Rishus, right? But it doesn't exclude that if there's a Milchemes Mitzvah, you can be Makabel Neshis Yifas Torah as a Geri Toshav. And therefore, you would think that nevertheless, Shiva Avru Vikiblu, Yehiba Zedin Yifas Tawar. So maybe that if it's a Milchemes Mitzvah, Shiva Amen, and they were Makabal, these the ladies as Gerim, as Geri Toshav, then there is a din of Yifas Tawar. And there's no Chiv to kill them. And therefore, you have to come on to what Rashi says in this Perush al Torah. Shimei ha'nivui, in my shepasu Rashi v'soita, shuv ha'olei miyut v'hafkoa mipashu sifas Torah. Sh'arei b'chagav n'chayavim l'horgo, uv'adai lo ne'amar b'kfar ha'parasha. ומשום הכי בפירוש על התורה כוסר רשי למייס יש מיעוט, אבל צור הסמיעוט אין על פי דבריו בסייטה. So that's why you have to come on to Rashi in his Perush al Torah, where he says that, you know, that if we were talking about Melchemes Eretz Yisrael, you can't say B'shevisa Shevio because it says L'Osachai Kol Nisham. Because if there's no Ribui, because of what Rashi says in Sota, in other words, Rashi says in Sota is that there's no Ribui to tell us you can take a Shisifas Torah from Melchemes Mitzvah, from the Sheva Amin. So the Mele Rashi al Torah tells us that this is actually a Hafka from the Parashat Shisifas Torah, because you actually have to kill her. In other words, once you don't have a Ribui in this Perush al Gemara in Sota, Rashi says you have no Ribui for your Fast Torah by Melchemes Mitzvah. So Mela Rashi al Torah tells us that that's why you have to why she's chayav smita if it's not a mechames wishes, if it's a mechames mitzvah and she's in shivas shivam, and therefore then now you have to kill her. Again, you would have a minute to say that in Parshas Shivas Torah, so you're allowed to keep her alive even if it's a mechames mitzvah from the shivam. So Rashi tells us in Sota, no, it's not true. Because here we're talking in this parasha about Melchemes Rishus, there's no Ribui to tell us, the rabbis, that you can take a Meshus Yifas Torah by Melchemes Mitzvah. Because this parasha is talking about Melchemes Rishus. But you might think that self-called self, after, if you're a Makabalher, the Evan, by Melchemes Mitzvah, the Meshus Yifas Torah, then the Gerus is a good Gerus. So that's why Kamash Shalom, the Rashi, Al Torah, and says, no. If it's Melchemes Eretz, you can say Shifas Torah, we have no Ribui for that. So Memeila, she's Chayav Smisa, it's L'Osachaya Kol Neshama. And that's where Rashi tells us in his Perush al Torah, that the Mais is a Miyut. But the Tzuras HaMiyut, how do you get to that Miyut? You get to the Miyut because of the Rashi in Sota. That the Rashi in Sota tells us that we're talking about Melchemes Rishus. So there's no Ribui here to tell us that the Miparashi says Shifas Torah, you can take an Eshi Shifas Torah from the seven nations. Once you don't have a Ribui, in the Mele, Rashi tells us all the Torah, that it's a Miyut, that we're talking about, because if it was a Melchemes, it's a Melchemes Mitzvah, then all the ladies are being killed. And therefore, there's no Heter for Eshi Sifas Torah. You can't say, Rashi tells us in his Perush al Torah, that if the Yevet of a Melchemes Mitzvah, you're a Makabel Eshi Sifas Torah, it works. No, she's a Chayev Misa. So those two Rashis actually work together. The Rashi in the Gemara tells us that he can't accept that we know it's talking about Melchemes Rishus because he says kisei, and therefore don't think that in Parashas Sifas Torah you can be makabel from the Sheva Amin. But you would think that the Yevet you still can. So how much from the Rashi in his Perush al Torah? He says no. From the Sheva Amin, there are chayev misa. So there's no head even the Yevet. טוב, מאיר רבי ישראל, יש לנו ברוך השם עוד דרך לפנינו, וברוך השם זכינו ללמוד את השיעור הזה, ובעזרת השם בפעם הבאה בנהר, נמשיך, תודה רבה, בשלום.